Chapter 43. Bracelets once that he said he had bought from a lady. Jocosa might go and ask him. Jocosa is going to leave us, of course. But she might do that first. She would do anything she could, poor, dear soul. I have not told you, yet she wanted me to take all her savings, her £300. I tell her to set up a little school. It will be hard for her to go into a new family now as he has been so long with us. Oh, recommend her for the bishop's daughters, said Gwendolyn, with a sudden gleam of laughter in her face. I am sure she will do better than I should. Do take care not to say such things to your uncle, said Mrs. Davilow. He will be hurt at your despising what he has exerted himself about. But I dare say you have something else in your mind that he might not disapprove if you consulted him. There is someone else I want to consult first. Are the Arrowpoints at Quetcham still, and is Herr Klesmer there? But I dare say you know nothing about it, poor, dear mamma. Can Jeffreys go on horseback with a note? Oh, my dear, Jeffreys is not here, and the dealer has taken the horses. But someone could go for us from Leek's farm. The Arrowpoints are at Quetcham, I know. Miss Arrowpoint left her car the other day. I could not see her. But I don't know about Herr Klesmer. Do you want to send before tomorrow? Yes, as soon as possible. I will write a note, said Gwendolyn, rising. What can you be thinking of, Gwen? Said Mrs. Davilow, relieved in the midst of her wonderment by signs of alacrity and better humor. Don't mind what, there's a dear, good mama, said Gwendolyn, reseating herself a moment to give atoning caresses. I mean to do something. Never mind what until it is all settled. And then you shall be comforted. The dear face, it is 10 years older in these 3 weeks. Now. Don't cry, Gwendolyn, holding her mama's head with both hands, kissed the trembling eyelids. Be but mind you don't contradict me, or put hindrances in my way. I must decide for myself. I cannot be dictated to by my uncle or anyone else. My life is my own affair. And I think here her tone took an edge of scorn, think I can do better for you than let you live in Sawyer's cottage. In uttering this last sentence, Gwendolyn again rose, and went to a desk, where she wrote the following note to Klesmer. Miss Harleth presents her compliments to Herr Klesmer, and ventures to request of him the very great favor that he will call upon her, if possible, tomorrow. Her reason for presuming so far on his kindness is of a very serious nature. Unfortunate family circumstances have obliged her to take a course in which she can only turn for advice to the great knowledge and judgment of Herr Klesmer. Pray get this sent to Quetcham at once, Mama, said Gwendolyn, as she addressed the letter. The man must be told to wait for an answer. Let no time be lost. For the moment, the absorbing purpose was to get the letter dispatched. But when as he had been assured on this point, another anxiety arose and kept her in a state of uneasy excitement. If Klesmer happened not to be at Quetcham, what could she do next? Gwendolyn's belief in her star, so to speak, had some bruises. Things had gone against her. A splendid marriage which presented itself within reach had shown a hideous flaw. The chances of roulette had not adjusted themselves to her claims, and a man of whom she knew nothing had thrust himself between her and her intentions. The conduct of those uninteresting people who managed the business of the world had been culpable just in the points most injurious to her in particular. Gwendolyn Harleth, with all her beauty and conscious force, felt the close threats of humiliation. For the first time the conditions of this world seemed to her like a hurrying, roaring crowd in which as he had got astray, no more cared for and protected than a myriad of other girls, in spite of its being a peculiar hardship to her. If Klesmer were not at Quetcham, that would be all of a piece with the rest. The unwelcome negative urged itself as a probability, and set her brain working at desperate alternatives which might deliver her from Sawyer's cottage, or the ultimate necessity of faking a situation, a phrase that summed up for her the disagreeables most wounding to her pride, most irksome to her tastes, at least so far as her experience enabled her to imagine disagreeables. Still, Klezmer might be there, and Gwendolyn thought of the result in that case with a hopefulness which even cast a satisfactory light over her peculiar troubles, as what might well enter into the biography of celebrities and remarkable persons. And if as he had heard her immediate acquaintances cross-examined, as to whether they thought her remarkable, the first who said oh would have surprised her. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.